In South Dakota today, lawyers representing Native Americans say they plan to file the largest voting rights lawsuit ever. The suit challenges some 600 election laws and statutes, virtually every measure dealing with elections adopted by the state since 1972. It's the latest in a series of efforts by Native Americans to increase their political participation in South Dakota. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Teresa Tubols first got involved with the drive to register Native Americans to vote in the early 1980s. Now she's a vice president with the Oglala Sioux tribe. But back then she was a legal services assistant who drove all over southwest South Dakota convincing Indians that they should vote in local, state, and federal elections.
Your signature had to be notarized, so I had to become a notary and I had to go around and witness the signatures and notarize them. And we went clear across the reservation, so we as Indian tribes, we need to get involved. We should have equal rights like everybody else, but yet they make laws and they expect us to follow them, and we have no input in these laws.
Even after 20 years of voter registration drives, Native Americans still are largely on the outside of South Dakota politics. Brian Sells, an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union, says even though Indians make up 8% of the state's population, districts are drawn and laws are written in a way that dilutes their voting power. As a result, he says, Native Americans are underrepresented at virtually every level of government in South Dakota.
At the state legislature, they have 5 Native American members of the legislature out of 105, but it's most felt by the average person in South Dakota at the lower levels, at the school board, at the city council, at the county commission.
Over the past several months, the ACLU has worked with Native Americans in the state to file a series of lawsuits charging that South Dakota has violated the Federal Voting Rights Act. The lawsuit being filed today is the most comprehensive challenge yet. Under a 1975 amendment to the act, South Dakota must submit to the federal government any election regulations or statutes that affect Native Americans in 2 South Dakota counties, Shannon and Todd counties. In its lawsuit, the ACLU says the state has largely ignored that requirement. The suit asks the court to suspend some 600 laws and regulations until they've been examined and approved by federal authorities. Last week, as the ACLU prepared to file its suit, South Dakota took some last-minute action, sending most of its election code to the Justice Department for clearance under the Voting Rights Act. The ACLU says it's filing its suit anyway. If the suit is successful, it would throw South Dakota's entire election process into disarray. Chris Nelson, South Dakota's Assistant Secretary of State, denies that South Dakota has ignored the Voting Rights Act. He says his office stays in touch with the Justice Department and sends in any proposed regulations federal authorities want to look at.
Essentially, under that preclearance process, we have to prove that the election law change won't be regressive so far as the voting rights of the folks in those 2 counties. And in the preclearance submissions that we've made, we've never had any problem getting the approval on preclearance because there's never been any intention to regress anybody's voting rights.
It's not just in South Dakota that Native Americans are using the Voting Rights Act. Indians have also used the act to challenge laws and legislative boundaries in Montana, Arizona, and New Mexico. Unless they're well represented in the legislature, in county government, and on school boards, Native Americans say they'll continue to be left out of important decisions affecting education, health care, and economic development. But one of their biggest hurdles continues to be convincing tribe members to register and vote. In Shannon County, for example, where 94% of the population is Native American, exactly 16 votes were cast in the June gubernatorial primary. Assistant Secretary of State Nelson supports the efforts to increase the political participation of South Dakota's Native Americans, but he says the state's election laws aren't the problem.
We've had, experts in Native American culture tell us that there's, a feeling that they simply don't want to participate in state and national elections. Whereas with tribal government elections, where that is the government that they identify with, they want to participate in that.
That's an attitude Teresa Tubols says she encountered a lot when she was traveling the back roads of South Dakota 20 years ago, an attitude that was based in part on the mistrust many Indians had for federal and state government. But she says there's a new attitude among the younger generation. She hopes that legal challenges like this one may help level the playing field and provide further proof to Native Americans that every vote counts. Greg Allen, NPR News.